The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, an Irish Independent analysis of a number of the most popular summer camps around the country has found that families with two children would have to fork out €2,000 to keep their children in summer camps for 2 months. And if you don't want to see your kids at all, if you did it for 3 months, it would cost you €3,000. Well, I'm joined by Sinead O'Moore, host of the Stretch Marks podcast and mother of two. Sinead, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on.
Are you surprised at these costs?
I'm actually not, and I think it is dependent upon which part of the stages you're coming from. So, for instance, if you're exiting that creche fee land, summer camps is actually a welcome reprieve from those huge costs. If you're coming at it from the other way, and you're used to the school year providing less costs, then, of course, it is something that has to be factored in, and we kind of have to look at the full year. And how we're going to juggle it all. And I think over the summer months, it will be really challenging for many. And there will be parents with whom it simply won't make any sense anymore. And they possibly are going to be locked out of a job.
Now, the cohorts of people who use summer camps, there are those who need somehow to have their kids occupied for what would have been the normal school hours while they pursue their normal employment. And even if they can work remotely, they still have to work. So they don't have that free time to entertain their kids. And then there are people for whom it is possible to have one parent not working. But still, you know, you get a bit bored with mom or dad trying to entertain you. They need socialization. They need busyness. They need a bit of fun.
It's summer. It's summer and it's fun. And look, I did the drop off this morning to a camp and my daughter was there with her little pals and they were so happy to do it and so happy to be there. However, the anxiety in the queue with the other parents who are all working saying it's 9:40. I'm here stood in this queue to sign in my child. I have to be back at 2 to pick them up. I want them to do this. But yet grown adults quivering, looking at their phones, looking at their emails saying, I need to get back. I need to get back. How long will this take? Can I leave her with you? Parents agreeing, I'll do the pickups, you do the drop-offs, will we do a play date on Wednesday? The juggle is insane, but it is entirely, like, if that was hard, what would happen if they all had to be in the office all the time? This is still where there's a flexibility around, yeah. At least you can physically be there. But how long might we have that for?
Yeah, this is a product of the pandemic, that there is still the possibility of remote working and people have ad hoc arrangements with their employers to say, I'll work from home 2 days a week or whatever. And in the summer, I'll work from home 5 days a week if the employer is agreeable to it. What about the pressure from the children themselves? You know, Emma is doing this particular summer camp. Can I do it too, Mum?
Yeah, I think hard conversations are often had over the summer months. There is a cost of living crisis colliding with a childcare crisis. And parents who sometimes don't have the option, they need to work because in order for that money to come in, that the house needs to be paid for, the mortgage needs to be paid for. However, conversations around money can often be very helpful. And I suppose it's about, and I'm at a point where I need to level up and understand how I can talk to my children and start explaining, we can't have it all. We can't do it all. Something has to give. And maybe giving some options around, we can do this camp or we can do this camp. We can go to Tato Park or we can't. Like, I think there's an expectation that we're supposed to be able to do it all and make it look seamless. And right now, it's not possible.
Yeah. The school year, is it too long? I mean, you compare it to our nearest neighbours and indeed other European countries, the holidays are shorter. Maybe the school days are shorter too. I don't know how they make it up because we're always told that contact time in Irish schools between teachers and students is quite high. But if you were having a child in school in England, for example, the holidays would be later than ours and they'd be back at school earlier than ours.
I think it is probably time to consider some reform. And that is because we've had that system set up for quite, you know, for a long time. And I think it is worth considering. What would we do if we were starting it now? What would we do if we were starting it from a position of a lot of families requiring both parents, both caregivers, to be in some form of employment, whether that is both full-time or some part-time. The school system is certainly set up that one parent or one caregiver is at those gates at 9 o'clock. Now, my employer wants me at my desk at 9 o'clock. So how do we set up a system that allows us to have balance, to have the flexibility, to ensure that the children are getting enough time with their teachers, enough time to play, enough time to move, enough time to have homework catered for? How do we set up a system that also allows that in the context yeah. of people need to work?
Yeah, I mean, we have obviously school buildings, and I don't know whether there'll be pressure on school buildings going forward, because some parts of the country will have fewer children, other parts of the country will have lots more children looking for school places. But you have your school building, you have an insurance policy that covers that for public liability for the school kids. You're wondering why there is not, you know, preschool with perhaps breakfast available at a charge or no charge for those who are not well resourced, and a homework club after school, same school building, meaning that it can work for parents and for kids. And once it becomes the norm and lots of their pals are doing these things, there's no big deal.
And some are doing it, and some are doing it incredibly well. What we're looking for probably, I think, is that it is in certain parts or it's in certain schools, and it's down to the initiative of those in the school that are setting these systems up. Certainly in the school that my child will go to, there is an after school as a private entity that is tagged on. And we will be availing of that, not every day, but some days. It's not viable for me to be at that school gate at 12:30 every day and to earn enough for my mortgage. And that's just the fact.
So I think what you said just a few moments ago is quite important. If you were starting from scratch, would you do it the way we're doing it at the moment, bearing in mind the number of two-parent families where both parents work? Would we do it? Would we set it up the way we have it? And the answer is clearly no. So if it's wrong, we shouldn't let vested interests stop us from reforming it.
I think there are a lot of stakeholders, and there needs to be a lot of honest dialogue and a little bit of letting go of what we've always done and a little bit more openness into, well, what should we do?
Yeah. It'd be a brave Minister for Education who start that dialogue. But maybe it has to be done. Maybe it just
maybe
has to be done. All right. Sinead, look, thank you very much for joining us. That's Sinead O'Moore, who's host of the Stretch Mark podcast. That's plural, Stretch Marks. You don't just get one. The Stretch Marks podcast and mother of two. Sinead, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.